everybody. Welcome to Wednesday once again of Quinn's Quaalude. Very happy to have you. So yeah, like I said on Monday, I was thinking I would just kind of maybe talk about my life story. Like I said on Monday, if you don't want to listen, I don't blame you. Feel free to exit the podcast now, I guess. But yeah, if you want to listen, I figured you could just kind of get to know me more as a person, where I've been, where I'm going, stuff like that. So, first of all, I just want to say today I made a dope ass omelet. Like, that thing looked so good, and it was really good, bro. I made it into a burrito. This shit was otherworldly. What I did is we have ham sliced, but then we have those circles of ham sliced in halves. So I put them, two halves, in the pan, and I cooked them for a few minutes. And then I took some salami and cheese and mixed it in a bowl of 3 eggs. And then I poured that shit on the ham and I let it make it turn into an omelet. Dude, salami goes so well with omelets, with egg and cheese. It's ridiculous. I recommend you try it sometime. But anyways, I just had to share my omelet. It was super fucking good. So yeah, I hope you all had a silver lining in your day like I did with my omelet. I hope you had your omelet at some point today. You know, metaphorically, your omelet. So yeah, I guess we'll get started because I don't know what else to talk about. So, really, it all started when I was born. My mom's name is Gina, and my dad's name is Alex. And I was born in Madison, Wisconsin. So yeah, I was a baby, and then, spend time with my mom and dad. Then when I was about a year, I think, they decided to get divorced. My mom wanted to have me with her instead of with my dad, or she won the divorce, or whatever. I don't know how that works. So I lived with my mom for a while, or just the rest of my life, really, but we lived in Stevens Point for a little bit. We had our own apartment, and my mom was doing, like, art school. Then, I guess she dropped out or something, because we found ourselves back here in Tomahawk with my grandma and grandpa, so we lived with them for a while. My mom would do, like, craft shows where she would sell stuff she wore or made, like, tie-dyes and stuff, you know, as a hobby or whatever. So she did that for a while, and she was a bartender. So yeah, I lived with my grandpa and grandma and my mom. And then I go to school in Stevens Point for a while, so I remember that. Then we come up here, yeah. Then my mom meets this guy, we'll call him, or his name's Scott. So that was her boyfriend for what's gonna be the next, like, 5 years or so. So I'm like 5 or 6 at the time, or no, I'm like 7 or 8, something like that. So we move in with him, and he's got this trailer along the way to one of the highways, or to the highway in town, so he didn't look too far away. So we moved in with him, and he was okay. I liked him at first, and then we ended up staying with him for a while. My mom was dating him for hella years, like 5 years. And then after we lived with him for like a year or two, or 2 or 3 years, one day I was like, man, I want a little brother. So 9 months later, guess what I got? Little brother. His name's Luke. He's 11 now. He's a pretty cool kid. I like him. I'm sure a lot of you have at least seen him once in your life if you're moderately friends with me, or I posted about my story or something. So yeah, 9 months later, I got a brother named Luke. I helped with naming him, because I, for some reason, really wanted him to be named Luke. Like Luke Skywalker from Star Wars. Super cool, I know. But I was, like, 11. So yeah, we took him home, and my mom's boyfriend, he was just so overprotective of him. So he, and then that's where he started, like, be a dick to me, because, you know, he liked his own kid more than his whatever stepkid, technically, but not officially, you know what I was saying? Yeah. So yeah, we lived there a few more years. Luke's like 4 or 5. Scott decides to get a contracting job in Hawaii. So he goes to Hawaii, and my mom, Luke, and I are living back at the trailer here in Tomahawk. So, and then he eventually ends up offering, he's like, hey, you guys can come down here and, you know, live with me while I work on this house. So we're like, fuck yeah, that's Hawaii, it's gonna be freaking dope as hell, what the hell. So we did it, we moved down there. So I'm like 14 around at the time. So yeah, we straight up moved to Hawaii. It's super cool there, super warm. So different from anything you'd see in Wisconsin. So yeah, we moved there, and the house Scott's working on is like freaking mansion, except, and it's like really cool, but it's unfinished. And so outside of the mansion, there was like 4 little like studio, I don't know, they're not studio, but they were like one room apartments, I guess. And so we 4 people lived in these one room buildings outside of this half constructed mansion. The upstairs was like completed, but they were still doing the downstairs at the time, like the kitchen and, you know, everything else, pretty much. So yeah, I start going to school in Hawaii. I went to a school called Lokelani High, or not high, I was in middle school. Lokelani Middle School, I guess. Now, at a school in Hawaii, there's not a lot of white kids. It's mostly like Filipino and Asian and, you know, Hawaiian, and just that kind of melting pot, I guess. So there are, you know, a decent amount of white kids, but not nearly as much as you see at a school in Wisconsin. So I go there, and I don't really fit in. I don't really have a lot of friends. I try making friends, but they don't really vibe with me, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really know who I was in middle school. It was that awkward transition from being a little kid to, just trying to fit in, I guess. It's never easy at a new school. One day I'm in math class, and I had this assigned seat next to this girl named Emma, and we have math every day, or not every day, actually. Lokalani, they would have it like A days and B days, where you would have certain classes on an A day, and then other classes on a B day. So we had math every, whatever it was, A day, I think. One day, she's just talking. She's like, mentions that she needs some money to get something at a gas station when she walks home from school. And I remembered I had some money in my backpack. And it's not even like I had a crush on her or anything, but I just felt obligated to help her out because, I don't know, I'm a good person. But anyways, she takes the money. She's very appreciative. And we basically end up becoming best friends. Emma and I are still talk to her sometimes. I definitely, eventually at some point in my life, would like to go back down there and see her and catch up. Because we're tight, man. We get each other, like, completely. Miss it all the time, for sure. But yeah, so I still talk to her, that's cool and all that. During one of the nights when I was at the living on the lot of the construction in the fucking one room building, there were other workers that I think lived there too. I think they would sleep upstairs in the finished part of the mansion or whatever. But one night, anyways, this guy who was kind of like our buddy, like, we would eat breakfast together with him, like, almost every morning and shit like that. I don't remember his name. I think it's, like, Ryan or something. It doesn't matter. But he got really drunk, and he got, like, all up in my face, kind of, like, you know how drunk people are. They can just be, like, you know, what's your problem? Why are you staring at me? I don't know. It's hard to explain. But anyways, he's up in my grill that night, and I ended up hiding in a closet from him, and that pissed my mom off pretty bad. So, I think it was like the next morning she yelled at him about it, and he decided to stop talking to me. But it was kind of weird because I didn't understand. I thought we were just kind of like friends. He just stopped talking to me. But anyways, one day, he randomly just vanishes. And I think he steals a bunch of stuff, like tools and stuff like that. And we just don't see him again. So, I don't really know what happened after that. I remember I moved into, there was an open room, one room living area, whatever, that we were, had four people cramped in. So I moved into that one for a little while. And then we finally got enough money to get a condo on the beach. So we moved into the condo on the beach, had a pool and shit. It was kind of nice. It was like, rent was like $1,700 a month. I don't know how we afforded it. Shit was crazy. But yeah, eventually, my little brother's dad, Scott, he, like, vanishes. Now, prior to this, he's been acting, like, kind of weird lately, kind of, like, skittish, I guess. So, we, as in me and my mom, were under the impression that he was doing some kind of hard drug, like, heroin or something, I don't know, meth. Something like that. So he just up and vanished. Yeah, he was homeless for a while. He would like, want to meet my little brother, and my mom would like drive to him, but he'd be on the beach where he would sleep and shit. So then me and my mom and my brother had the condo, so we were living there. And one night I'm playing video games in my room, and I come out to the kitchen to make a breakfast sandwich at like 1 and 2 in the morning. So I make it, and I'm standing there while it's in the microwave. And we never locked our door, and this man, he like creeps through the door, you know, it's opened ever so lightly just so he can squeeze inside, and I'm looking at him like, I'm not scared at all or anything. I just look at him like, what you about to do? What you about to do? And he sees me, and we like lock eyes for a few seconds, and he just leaves. And then from that night on, we always locked our door. I told my mom about it the next morning. I couldn't believe it. Like, imagine if I wasn't standing in the kitchen when he came. What have you done? We have stolen something? We've killed somebody? I don't know. So, lucky I didn't have to find out. So yeah, after a few years, not even a few years, we lived there in total for like a year and a half. So, when it's getting to that year and a half time zone, me and my mom, I think I, at that point, I wanted to come home. Like, I was not enjoying Hawaii, didn't really have many friends, you know, just wasn't having a good time at school, anything like that. So I wanted to come home, and I guess I convinced my mom. So we got a plane tickets, and then we came home. Came back in the middle of the year, like 7th grade or something. I remember the first day I came back, everybody was like, holy shit, your voice got so low. Just like, yeah, I guess that's what happens. So yeah, I came back. Still kind of not fitting in, I guess. Then I started to kind of go through a phase. I'm sure many people remember. I dressed like I was emo, but I wasn't actually. I didn't try to like act like I was emo. But I just, for some reason, liked the style back then. I don't know. I was friends with this kid. His name was Chase Hansen or Chase Mortag. I don't know who remembers him still. We were best friends ever since pre-K. I saw him one show and tell Monday, and he had brought in Pokemon cards. And I just thought that was the coolest shit ever. I was like, I have got to be this man's friend. So, funny story. So I try to find him on the playground like the next day or something, and I find this different kid, And for some reason, I think these kids look exactly the same. For the next few days, I'm trying to, like, befriend this kid and hear what he has to say about Pokemon. And he just, like, never gets it. And then finally, I'm like, you lame motherfucker. You're not even this right person. So I completely stop talking to that kid. And I go find Chase. And then, boom, friendship is just, boom, we're friends. So, yeah, fast forward. Halfway through 7th grade, I come back to my friend Chase. He's not a very good influence. He never, like, was into drugs or anything. I don't mean like that, but he's just kind of a shitty person. So we were friends up until freshman year. Because I don't know what happened to him. He just, like, started going to school in a different town or something. And I dated this girl who I will not name. And I messaged him, and I'm like, man, I'm not really, like, feeling it anymore. And he ended up telling that girl. And I messaged him, and I was like, bro, it's kind of fucked up. Like, I thought what I tell you is, like, gonna stay between us. So that's pretty uncool he did that. And then he blocked me on Facebook, and I've just never heard from him again. I don't really want to hear from him. Like I said, he's just not a very good person. He's fucking weird, too. He'd always, like, try to kiss my cheek or just act gay. It was just so weird and unnecessary. Along with some other stuff, but it's, like, I don't know. He just wasn't a good person. So, anyways, enough about him. Yeah, freshman year was kind of the year where me and my mom weren't starting to get along. Now, I don't have a very good relationship with my mom really whatsoever. But freshman year of high school is when it kind of started. And she's, I don't know if it's menopause or something. Or she's just batshit crazy. But anyways. I was dating this other girl at the time, will not mention. And one day we decided it would be fun if we went to the Dells and spent the night there just to go to the water park or something. So we all went there. We brought my little brother too. You know, we go to the water park, have a jolly old time. And then we're gonna get dinner that night, so in one of the restaurants in the hotel. So we go down to the restaurant, and my mom is just filling it up on, like, wine and shit. Like, she's just being, like, inappropriate and just saying unnecessary stuff. And I'm, like, looking at the bartender the whole time, like, please fucking save me. So after we're done with dinner, we go back up to the room. We're getting ready for bed. And the girl is wearing these looser fitting shorts, I guess. And the plan was I think she was going to sleep on the pullout couch or something. And I was going to sleep on the bed because there's two beds, pullout couch. My mom and my little brother were going to have a bed. I was going to have a bed. She'd have the pullout couch. Everybody's happy. But she's sitting cross-legged on the bed, on the pull-out couch. And my mom is fucking tipsy as hell. And she makes a remark that she can see the girl's, like, area because of the loose-fitting shorts, which I'm pretty sure wasn't even true. But my mom starts going off. She's calling this girl a whore. Oh. Slut, stuff like that. I was like, yo, you cannot be saying that. You're drunk as hell. Please go to bed. So she's not listening to me. She's calling me, like, disrespectful and stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, let's just go settle this in the hall. So we go out in the hall. I'm sure everybody was listening from their door. And I'm still telling her, I'm like, you cannot call a 15-year-old girl a whore or a slut. That is, are you kidding me? So we go back and forth. And after a while, it's like 1 in the morning or something, we finally decide to give it a rest and go to bed. So we... And the next day we leave. My mom... When my mom was drunk the previous night when we were in an argument, she said something that I took to heart. Pretty personal. So I don't think I ever really got over it. I'm not going to say what it was, just because it's kind of messed up, I guess. But she said that. I was pissed off about it. I'm still mad at her. But I especially was the next day, you know. So we go and get breakfast at IHOP. And I'm in, like, a pissed off mood. And she is, like, trying to not let her pride suffer or anything, so she's like, gotta be like, what's your problem? Like, she's still in the right or whatever. So yeah, then we finally get back home. One of many arguments I'll have with my mom. Another one that happened, she was drinking one night. I don't even remember what we were talking about or something. But at the time, I don't know. I guess I don't know enough details about the story to tell. Yeah. So going over to my dad's side, I would stay with him for, like, a summer or a few weeks in the summer just to, like, see him, you know, his parents are divorced. He eventually got remarried. I was still pretty young. I think this was, like, before I moved to Hawaii. But he got remarried to a lady named Jen. He was pretty happy. His life was pretty... It wasn't bad, you know. They had a baby together. Another little brother I have. His name is Cyan. He's super cool, actually. I'll get more to him. But unfortunately, my stepmom, wonderful lady, she got cancer. I think it was something like liver cancer or something, or bone or something. So she ended up passing away, and my dad didn't take it very well. I'm sure he got, like, pretty depressed, I guess. I don't know what other way to put it. So he eventually, social services came and took my little brother and put him in a foster home, just because my dad was really down bad. I don't blame him, you know. So yeah, my other little brother's in foster care, but they're a really dull family. Like, my little brother is so cool now. He's doing, like, some kind of martial arts or something. He's been to, like, Brazil. I think he plays, like, soccer. He swims. I wouldn't be surprised if he knew another language by now. Yeah, he's super smart, too. He's, like, 10, 11. He's 11 now. So he's pretty young. I haven't seen him in quite a few years. I miss him. Though I think the last time I even saw him was when I came back from Hawaii. That was in, like, 2013? 2013? So yeah, that happened with my dad. He's doing a lot better now though. He's doing good. I think since I'm becoming an adult now, I can understand that I'm more, I don't know, like, I get along better with him than my mom, I guess, you know, like, he's more me and I'm more him than I am my mom. So yeah, we're building a pretty good relationship now, I think. He's a pretty cool guy. As I come back from Hawaii, we moved back in with my grandma and grandpa. Except my grandma is in the early stages of developing Alzheimer's. So she would just start random arguments with my grandpa that didn't make any sense. Like, she would just yell about something that made no sense. So we put her in she's in a home now, nursing home in Rylander. I haven't seen her in a while too, just because it's kind of sad, because she can't really like say complete sentences anymore, so it's kind of like I've already accepted that she's gone. Like, seeing her isn't gonna really make me feel a specific way, so that kind of sucks, you know. I would always come over to my grandma and grandpa's house just because I hated Scott so much when I was little. Because he would be such a dick to me. So I would always come over to see grandma because she would always, I don't know, just let me hang out, play video games. She'd buy me video games and she would just, her and I were homies. Another thing about Scott though, like, he had, like, I would mess with him a lot, and he would, like, I think mess around with me, too, and he would give me, like, Charlie horses and shit, and, like, punch my arms and, like, my thighs really hard, so it would, like, you know, ache, I don't know, you know, a Charlie horse, but he did that a fucking lot, and, like, over the year, like, the age I was, it kind of like made me develop like a flinching problem. Like, if something would happen in my peripheral vision, that I'd like it would cause me to flinch really bad, or somebody would like jump at me and I would flinch really bad. But it is what it is. I don't think it's as bad as like it used to be a few years ago, or noticeable. So it's another reason I didn't like him very much. Plus, him and my mom would always argue, and it was just, like, so annoying. But they would stay together. It's just, like, dumb. So, yeah, I would always want to go over to my grandma and grandpa's. Spend time with my grandma, watch cartoons and shit like that. So yeah, we come back, move in with my grandma and grandpa again. They're still there. Or I'm still here. Except for now, it's just me and my grandpa for right now. Because my mom, she has another boyfriend in Rylander, and as soon as this quarantine hit, they decided to go, well, not they, she decided to go, like, stay with him until quarantine was over. So she took my brother, and she went there. And then they had a big argument. Kind of kicked my mom out for a little while, and my little brother, because my little brother wouldn't stay with him too. Kicked him out, and ended up going to my friend's house. Or not my friend's house, their friend's house. My little brother had a friend, and my mom was friends with his mom. You know, they were good drinking buddies. But this whole time, my little brother is texting me that my mom is drunk and she's driving him around drunk. And he's like scared. Like, he's texting me. He's like, I'm scared. I'm gonna die. So I'm like, all right, buddy, I'm gonna come pick you up. You know, because you shouldn't have to deal with this. So I go pick him up from their friend's house. I get there. Knock on the door, I walk in, or they invite me in, and my mom's in the kitchen, and she's just strung out, like, she can barely stand. So I'm like, I'm here to take Luke home. She's like, no, you're not. I'm like, yeah, I am. And she can't even, like, react, because she's so freaking wasted. So, the mom of my brother's friend, and my mom's friend, she's like, oh yeah, Luke's in that room down there. And then my mom had disappeared. So I go down the hall and open the door to the room. My mom's like trying to give the phone for my little brother. Like, telling him to give it to her, so I don't know why. So yeah, I take Luke home. He stays in my room for the next few days just because he's like scared of my mom. We keep the door locked. We just play video games. We hang out. So yeah, and then my mom comes home for like a week. She stays in her room. I don't talk to her like at all this whole week. If she's here, she doesn't talk to me. I barely even see her, even though we're in the same house. And then apparently she made amends with her boyfriend or whatever, so they're gonna go move back in there. So they do. Luke goes there, and he gets his phone and his Nintendo Switch taken away. So he's still there. He still can't play anything or go on his phone. The only way I've been able to talk to him is through Google Hangouts on the Chromebook, like a chat room thing or whatever. He doesn't want to be there, but my mom's making him be there. She told him, her and her boyfriend told Luke that he could have his phone back if he told them the passcode. And all they did was unlock the phone and look at the text that him and I had sent between each other. I don't really like my mom that much. I don't know how reasonable that seems. She hasn't been a very impressive role model for me growing up, so I just feel like I don't really owe her a lot of respect. You know, it is what it is. There's obviously more stuff that has happened that I'm not gonna bring up, mostly because I can't remember it, but it's already like 40 minutes right now too, so yeah, they're still there. I would like my little brother to be chilling with me and my grandpa, because it's just been me and him so far for quarantine. We've just been hanging out. Luke wants to come back. I don't want him to come back, but my mom won't let him come back, and he probably won't be able. He said he might not be able to see me until he turns 12, which will be next November. Which kind of sucks, but it is what it is. Like, you know, I'm not that worried about it. I'm sure he'll be fine. I'll be fine. I guess that's kind of been my life summed up. I'm sure there'll be some stuff I think of later that I wish I'd want to say. That's everything I could have come to mind. I guess I'll just talk about putting stuff out. So now I'm going to college in Eau Claire next fall. Pretty excited about that. I feel like I could do a lot better in college than high school. If, I don't know if anybody else feels that same, but like the more independent I feel, like the more productive I feel like I can be. Like I don't know. We'll see, I guess. But I'm excited. Excited. I'm happy. There's a lot of people going to Eau Claire, actually, and some people are bummed out that so many from the same school are going, but I think it'll be kind of nice, because, like, it's nice to see a familiar face once in a while when you're just walking throughout campus. You just shoot a friendly wave, you know, why not? So, yeah, I'm excited about that. Excited about this summer. I'm going to California again this summer, except I'm going to drive there with my dad and his new girlfriend. Oh, and her kid. Might bring Tony Maddie along with me. I don't know. We're talking about that. That'd be pretty cool. I'm excited about that. That'd be dope. My dad offered me. I was texting the other night. I think I mentioned this on the, maybe last Friday, I don't know, but I think he's like a CBD advocate. He's like very knowledgeable about the subject and like what it does to your system and in which ways it can help you and affect you and stuff like that, like scientist level shit I'm talking about, almost. And I think he offered me a potential job somewhere down in Madison this summer. He said I could maybe make like around 10 grand. And I would not mind that, I tell you what. So he said I might be able to just move down there. And I could even get like my own tiny little apartment. Like it wouldn't be anything fancy. But that would be so sick, actually. I told him I was like, damn, I'm gonna need to think about that, because that's a lot more adulting than I've ever had the chance to get a taste of. So we're gonna see, but who knows, I might be working with CBD this summer, making like 10 grand, making people jealous, living in a big city. I don't know, I thought this episode was gonna be a lot more interesting than it was. If you've made it this far, then I really appreciate you sticking around. Just sticking around, hearing about some stuff I've gone through. That's made me who I am today. I don't really know how to end this, if you can tell. But, yeah, I'll just say I appreciate you tuning in. Hope you don't mind the longer episode. If you've made it this far, then I really appreciate you. What the fuck else am I supposed to say? So, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry for the later episode. Yeah, I hope you have a great day. I've had a beautiful day. All that fun stuff. Love you. Peace out.